Once again, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth.
Monday morning runs, Sunday night screaming, slow me down before the New Year dies.
This is one of the most anticipated releases of the new year, Bruce Springsteen's latest, High Hopes. You're listening to the title track right here. It's one of the records Stephen Thompson is already geeking out on. Stephen's with our NPR music team, and he joins us now. Good to hear from you, Stephen.
Good to hear from you, Arun.
So this new album from Springsteen, it's going to be a real treat for the hardcore fans, right?
Yeah, I think every Springsteen album is a treat for hardcore fans of one stripe or another. But this is an interesting one. It's split about evenly between brand new songs and songs that he has previously released or performed in some way before. Either he's showcased them in live performance, or in the case of songs like Ghost of Tom Joad or American Skin, they've actually appeared as studio recordings before. So there's a little bit of revisionist history, you know, looking at his own catalog, but especially I think for the hardcore fans who are like, he's only played this twice in 1989, you know, are going to be very excited about it.
Along with some, like you're saying, gems from the vault, which sound kind of exciting.
Yeah, and it includes three covers, and not necessarily extremely well-known covers. The song High Hopes is by a singer-songwriter named Tim Scott McConnell. There's a cover of the band Suicide. It's got a real kind of deep cuts feel to it.
Give me love.
That's from the new Bruce Springsteen album, High Hopes. It comes out on the 14th. Stephen, what else do we have to look forward to in the early part of this year?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the big trends of 2013 to me was how many bands put out albums after incredibly long gaps, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. You suddenly had new music by the Pixies and My Bloody Valentine and Sebado and Luscious Jackson putting out very, very long-awaited records that a lot of people didn't expect. And we've got another one coming out on Valentine's Day by a group from New York called Chibo Motto. The two women at the core of the band put out a couple of records in like the late 90s and then broke up and has been broken up for the last decade or so. And, you know, if you remember the music of Chibo Motto, as I believe you do, it was this very sweetly atmospheric, but also very light and kind of almost silly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of songs about food. You know, there was, there was a little bit of a kitschy side to it, as much as there was real craftsmanship put into it. This record, it's called Hotel Valentine, and it's a rougher edged record. It's got a darker quality to it. It's got more kind of language to it. But it's still, you know, it still captures a lot of the lightness of the original band.
Band is Chibo Motto, and their new album is called Hotel Valentine, coming out on Valentine's Day. My guest is Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. He's giving us a little preview of some of the most anticipated albums of the new year. Stephen, what do you have next for us?
I've got a band from Florida called Against Me. The album title speaks for itself. The title is Transgender Dysphoria Blues. And for people who've been a fan of Against Me for years, it's a big, big change. Basically, the lead singer, Tom Gabel, is preoperative transgender. The words are barked out, so just to do a quick reading. Your tells are so obvious, shoulders too broad for a girl. It keeps you reminded, helps you remember where you come from. And Against Me's music has always been very intensely political, very brainy and thought-provoking, and very muscular and in your face. And this particular record is not necessarily as directly about politics, but it's all, you know, a concept record about the experience of changing gender. She now goes by the name Laura Jane Grace.
You
That's the band Against Me. Their new album is Transgender Dysphoria Blues, and it comes out on the 21st of this month. Stephen, we have time for one more, and I know this one is a cool one.
Yeah, this is just, oh man, I'm really, really excited about this record. It's by a woman named Annie Clark, who performs under the name Saint Vincent. The dogs will bark, so let them bark. The birds will cry, let them cry. You know, every few years there's a new Saint Vincent record, and it kind of tops the one before. Each one is a little spikier and a little even smarter and more confident and powerful. And Annie Clark is coming off of a record she made a couple years ago called Love This Giant that she did with David Byrne from Talking Heads. And I think even that experience feeds into this interesting and very distinct sounding music. It's her fourth album under the name Saint Vincent. It's called Saint Vincent. The first single from it is called Birth in Reverse. What I'm swearing, I've never sworn before, like birds in reverse. What I saw through the blinds, you could say that I'm sane in the long little lies. I'm she is just brilliant. And you mentioned how Saint Vincent, you know, she's got a completely unique sound that's all her own, and I feel like each album is almost as different from the others as they are from all other music.
Exactly,
exactly. And they still sound so much like her. And I think partly that's a product of the fact that she is an incredible musician, an incredibly, just a great guitarist, and just so, so smart.
Again, that's new music from Saint Vincent. Her new album is self-titled. It comes out on February 25th. Our guide has been Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. You can also hear him on the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Stephen, thanks for all the music and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Arun.